Hello guys, my name is John and you're listening to the Tech Data Pro podcast. It is week 38 of 2024, Sunday the 22nd of September. You're very welcome, I hope you had a great week. So last week I attended a workshop that had many people in attendance. Like most such workshops, there was a minority of people who were contributing, while the majority were passively listening. Or at least I hope they were listening. In the first hour, one of the attendees, an engineer, quietly and without fuss left the meeting and never came back. He clearly decided that the meeting was not relevant to him, so he simply left. He'd done the right thing as he needed to get back to work on actual projects, and as his manager it got me thinking about why this was a good thing. I think we need to normalize this behavior. When people organize meetings, they are tempted to pull in too many people just to build out an audience. For the attendees, they feel obligated to attend, even if it's not relevant to them. So they turn up, but remain passive, which is basically a waste of their time. Unless you are actively contributing to a meeting, you have no business being there. Meetings should be full of drivers, not passengers. I've now told my entire team that they have my permission to leave any meeting that is not relevant to them. Just leave if it's wasting your time. On the flip side, I will no longer accept those engineers complaining to me that they could not complete their work because they had to attend too many meetings. I am literally asking them to leave those meetings and get back to work. As a leader, we tend to be something of a meeting monster, and attending meetings is our jobs. This is how we gain insights into what's happening and can provide feedback and give direction. So we kind of have to turn up. But for everyone else who is not a leader, they need to be aggressively trying to reduce the amount of meetings they attend. And as the manager, you should be encouraging them to do so. Just get up, walk out, and tell everyone who tries to stop you that your manager said it's okay for you to leave. So, see you later. So let's do it, guys. Let's try to reduce the amount of meetings that we have in our lives, and let's encourage our teammates to do the same. So apart from worrying about meeting etiquette and encouraging people to break the rules, what else did I do this week? I have spent a lot of time working on grepper.org, which is my web internet search engine, which you can find at grepper.org. Recently, it was running on virtual private servers or VPS, and it was doing okay, but you know, I felt it was a bit slow, especially on the indexing. Search was reasonable on the front end, but could be faster as well. So I decided that rather than trying to expand the virtual footprint that I have in the cloud, I would instead look at physical hardware. For a project like a search engine, you're doing a lot of disk I/O, and that's probably going to be your main bottleneck. So I didn't really feel like sharing disks with other users on the same server. So I started to look at dedicated server options. And in the end, I went for a single server, which has a 32-core i9 Intel processor, 64 gigs of DDR5 RAM, and 2x2TB SSDs, which are set up as a RAID array in RAID 1, so basically mirroring. So one disk is backing up the other. And I basically decided that I was going to shut down the virtual servers and move everything to this single physical server. So old school vertical scaling for the win. And it's been absolutely brilliant. It took me quite some time to copy the index over because it's very large. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes of files. But I managed to get everything transferred over at the weekend. And just today, I've switched the DNS entry now to point to the physical server. So now if you go to Grepper and do some searches, you will see that the results coming back are almost instantaneous. It's pretty amazing. And also the indexing rate on the back end, which is adding new websites from around the internet to the index, has got significantly faster as well. So I think for these kind of applications where you've got a lot of disk I/O, I would definitely recommend going for physical hardware and SSDs. And be greedy, don't share them with other users, you really need dedicated hardware. So I'm pretty happy with the results so far, but let's see how it goes over time. Okay, I'm going to leave it there, guys. I'm going to keep it short this week, but I will talk to you next week. Take care, have a great week, and talk to you next time. Bye-bye.